Oh, pinky. We are off and running.
So welcome to the First World Problems podcast. I am the Faye driver. In today's episode, we'll be complaining about why my laundry soap is so hard. What's the deal with the laundry soap? It just turns into a hard, crusty, crunchy brick. This I do not understand. But anyway, so there's that issue going on. So, you know, I was off for a little bit, off of work, and I finally went back to work. One of the things I like to do on an annual basis is to clean out my work bag. You know, that bag, I carry my lunch in it. Sometimes there's a laptop, my purse and my wallet and all that, and gets all kinds of garbage into it, you know, cigarette wrappers and toast crumbs and all those kinds of things. So I was cleaning out my work bag. Oh, of course, we have a train. Good thing we're not in a hurry, I guess. Be in a hurry to get back into the pool. Oh, my goodness, the weather is just amazing. So I found an old tongue depressor that expires in December 2016. So, first of all, what's with tongue depressors? I mean, this tongue depressor was wrapped in paper. It had a very nice paper condom over top of it. And it had an expiry date on it. What can happen to a piece of wood that can make it ineffective after a certain calendar date? I mean, what's the deal with that? I mean, let this be a note for you. Don't buy used medical equipment from your neighbors, right? I mean, really. So, you know, my neighbors across the street, they were a couple of old people, and they died. Like, an old lady and an old man, they died within 3 months of each other. So the family comes around, of course, and just starts junking out all the crap that they have. Fortunately, old people have a lot of pharmaceuticals. So there's the guy from across the street bugging the... I'm sorry your uncle died, sir. I'm wondering, do you have any excess scrotal inflation kits you can give us? So, you know, used medical equipment. So I don't know where this tongue depressor came from, but that could be a possible source. So, speaking of people dying and selling their houses, Scotty Battler, who is not dead, Scotty Battler finally sold his house, his little house on Abercrombie Drive or Apple Carton Drive or somewhere. Congratulations, Scotty Battler. Now getting turfed out on the lawn. You and Alan are going to have to find a place to live. Good luck with that. I hope you find something. Very happy for you, Scotty. I'm curious to know what happened with the jury duty. Did you actually have to go to jury duty? See, Scotty Battler was supposed to go to a work interview, and they had a jury duty day on the very same day, and so who knows what happened? Now, this is your last chance. In previous episodes, as you've heard, we've got a contest going. It's the Name the New Car contest, the BMW i3 electric car. So I want you to know that this is the final notice. As of the next episode, I will be making an announcement as to the winner of that contest. So you have until the next episode, whenever the hell that's going to be, to get your submissions into the Name the New Car contest. You can send that submission to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. There is some heavy contenders, folks, I gotta tell you. We have received many submissions. I'll just tell you who, so you can limber up and start thinking of some good entrants here. We've got Scotty the Little Aussie Battler.
Dennis Punkarian has entered. George in Atlanta. Dr. Quack put in a submission. The Laughing Buddha, and That Peter G. So, and some people entered several submissions. So you can enter as many as you like. Enter often, and the cutoff date will be at some unknown date in the future. But basically, if you're hearing this, this is your last chance. Get your entries in. So I am running around a little bit like a chicken with my head cut off, despite the fact that I'm just sitting here waiting for a train. I think we see the caboose. Oh, it's not a caboose. You know, they don't have cabooses anymore. It's the back end engine is just driving by now. So I don't know what to think about these. No, not having cabooses anymore. I gotta tell you, Pinkies, secret information. I have been I'm trying to edit this episode. This is like my third kick at the cat here, trying to get this episode to work. I've recorded, I've edited, I've re-recorded, I've edited again, and now it's still not good enough, and I'm on my third attempt at fixing things. So sorry if it's a little wacky. But here, listen, I forgot some very important things. We have car questions. I've got a car question from That Peter G about towing a car. Thank you, Peter G, for writing in. We have another question, too, from Ranger John. Let's hope we can get to it if I haven't destroyed this episode by now and thrown it out, tossed it into the garbage. So Peter G writes, Faye, when a car is being pulled by an RV, is the car's odometer recording mileage? I assume the car is switched off, so would mileage record or engine wear and tear be the same as if it weren't being pulled? And how do they get the car's brake lights to go on when the driver of the RV steps on the brake? All right, Peter. So, this is a very good question. This is an excellent question. Things that need to be considered when towing a vehicle are, it's actually quite complicated because you need to know whether the vehicle you're pulling is a front-wheel drive or a rear-wheel drive, or even worse, an all-wheel drive. Usually, modern cars in this day and age require... What the... I just stopped to let a pedestrian cross the street because pedestrians have the right-of-way in Canada. Whether or not you're at a crosswalk, if a pedestrian is at an intersection wanting to cross, it's their right. Everybody stops. But now we've all been trained to illegally pass on the right. So I'm stopped at the intersection and a van comes barreling around me on the right and then realizes, oh, there's a dude in the intersection. People, learn your road skills. Man, oh man. All right, back to Peter's question. You cannot tow a vehicle. In most cases, it's very hard on the vehicle that's being towed if you're towing the drive line wheels. So that is, if it's a front wheel drive and you lift the back end of the car up and you're towing by the front wheels, you're going to put a lot of strain and stress on that drivetrain. If the car is moving, the transmission is going to want to move, the differentials, the drive shaft, if it has one, all these components in the car are moving. And if they're not moving by the engine power, there is a case where the lubrication is possibly not being sent through the vehicle properly. So it's very dangerous to tow a car by its drive wheels.
But once you've determined what the drive, where the drive wheels are, if it's a front-wheel drive car, then you should be able to tow it by the rear wheels, because the rear wheels just spin freely. And conversely, if it's a rear-wheel drive car, you can tow by the rear wheels and the front wheels spin freely. So these are the factors that need to be considered. So to answer your question about whether the car's on or off and whether or not the drivetrain or the mileage is counted, no. When a vehicle is being towed, the mileage is not being increased. And typically in most of the modern cars we have in this day and age, it's a very cute boy getting into a Mustang. Yum yum. Yum yum for the car and yum yum for the boy. Modern cars in this day and age, they determine the odometer reading or the mileage that's being tracked either by using wheel speed. They'll track the wheel speed using the anti-lock brake system to determine how many rotations the wheel does and thereby how much distance the car has traveled. They might track the odometer by using sensors in the transmission. So when the transmission is on, the computers are tracking how many rotations the gears are doing or what have you. And from that, they calculate how much distance the vehicle has gone. So if the vehicle is not running and all these, you know, these, all the wheels and the gears are turning, it's highly likely that in a modern car, none of this information is going to be tracked. So primarily, odometer mileage readings are determined basically by the drivetrain wheels, and the car has to be on, because in this day and age it's computers that are tracking the mileage, and if the computers aren't on and running, they're not tracking anything. So does that convoluted answer answer your simple question? All-wheel drive cars are very dangerous to tow. You usually want to have them up off the ground on a flatbed trailer or a flatbed tow truck, because you do not want to tow a vehicle by its drivetrain wheels, because it's just very hard on the system. The other thing that people will do is they will actually, in a rear-wheel drive vehicle, for instance, they will pull the drive shaft out, and the drive shaft is basically a steel tube that runs from the transmission at the front of the car backwards to the rear wheels or the rear differential, and they remove that drive shaft so that they can tow by the rear wheels, and they're not making the engine and the transmission turn and all of those guts moving without proper lubrication, because there's no connection from the front engine of the car to the rear wheels. And as far as brake lights go, you're basically connecting the lights from the towing car. When you step on the brake or you turn on the blinkers, you just do a hard wire connection from the towing car's lighting system to the towed vehicles, or a trailer or a car, to activate the lights. But that's quite difficult to do. It's not usually something you would do. So what they do in that case is they'll just get some magnetic lights to that they attach magnetically to the towed vehicle, and then they connect that to the towing car, to the towing car's lighting system, and there's just a big long wire that runs, you know, all the way to the back of the car, the towed car, because it's much too complicated to try and connect a wiring system, especially on these modern cars. They usually the taillights probably won't operate properly, because now everything's LEDs and low voltage lights, and so they just smack on some magnetic lights on the back of the car. You could look at a tow truck towing a vehicle and you'll probably see these magnetic, big ugly magnetic lights that are just blonged onto the trunk of the car. All right. So Ranger John has a question about his Fiat 500 2012. He's got 32,000 miles on it, and he's needed new rear brakes and a new starter. He wants to know if he should junk this car and get a new one. And I say, no, John, no. 32,000 miles for a brake job is just about right. That is perfectly reasonable to be getting new pads on, possibly new rotors, but I would hope not. But these little cars, the little brakes are pretty tiny, so they might wear out a little faster than a larger car. And should you dump it? Oh, and the new starter. Well, you know, John, a starter, that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of a repair. I wouldn't expect you to have to replace that again. And I don't think that's an unreasonable repair to have on a car. Starters go all the time. They're pretty unreliable little electric motors is all they are, with lots of gears and solenoids and things. So a new starter isn't unreasonable. And so, no, I would say no. Your car is still quite new. You've only got 32,000 miles on it. So it should be good. Plus, now it has new brakes, so it'll be good for another 32,000 miles or another 4 years before you need to put brakes on it again. I tell you, kiddies, it's been busy around the old castle, I gotta tell you. So some fun things that have happened around Vancouver is it is the Abbotsford International Air Show. And so that means a bunch of weird and fun airplanes have been flying around over my house. Not that I live in Abbotsford, but you just tend to see a larger, more often airplanes coming in and out. So I've been laying in the pool, watching the airplanes going overhead. It's been quite interesting. Lots of really cool stuff coming in and out of town. It's been fun looking at that. It's been busy because we're doing a bunch of travel. I gotta go up north in September to look after a few things. Oh, noisy. Oh, this episode might be too noisy for consumption, kids, I'm not sure. And then Mr. Anderson and I are going to Ireland in a few months. Gotta get ready for that too, so looking forward to that. So things have just been really kind of hectic. Plus, we had Mr. Anderson's 50th birthday. Thank you to those people like Big Fatty and Poking It With a Stick, Jim and Gavin, for wishing well wishes to the old goat, Mr. Anderson. All right, I'm just coming up to another one of my destinations. I guess I'm gonna let you off the hook here. I'm not gonna make you listen to this nonsense. So let's sign out. Thank you for listening. I am the Fey Driver. I'll have some more interesting and more lucid thoughts for you in the future episode, where we'll find out the winner of the Name the Car contest and what's the prize gonna be. I'm just dying to know. Aren't you? Oh, my goodness, the tension. Oh, I'm not turning, I'm going straight. Sorry. Gaily forward, as they say. Now, turning here. All right, good work. And we're off. Out the gate. That's a fast garbage truck, isn't it?